Okay, on to an issue which I'm sure is very close to many of our hearts, the minimum price for alcohol. This is being proposed by the executive committee of the party, and who's speaking on it? And Stephen is going to speak on it.
I suppose, to be clear, this is a motion that I asked the party to bring forward, and I did so because it's an issue that has been consulted on by, I think, the Department of Social Development and may come to the Assembly. And there's no clear green steer on it. I know the English Greens and the Scottish Greens support the minimum price of alcohol, but I know in discussions with some party members, there are those within this party who would not adopt the position. So I'm very much going to present the argument for. Claire Bailey's going to present the argument against. But certainly from my point of view, I wanted the debate to be had so that I could get a sense as to where the party was. Just to kind of give a sense of what the minimum price of alcohol would mean, it's not like a levy. It's not like a tax whereby all alcohol prices would go up. It's essentially targeting those kind of low-grade, low-price alcohols. So the cheap vodkas, the cheap ciders, and I suppose some of the kind of special brews. The purpose of it, in theory, is to dissuade harmful drinking. So in theory, if you're a moderate drinker, you're less inclined to go for the cheapest possible option. And in theory, then it wouldn't affect most drinkers. The research around it is limited to the extent that it hasn't been introduced. There isn't a model where you can point to and say it was done here and it has worked. Scotland have passed the legislation, but it's been challenged by the whisky industry. So they've accepted it in principle, but my understanding is it hasn't yet been implemented, taken effect, and therefore researched. Any research that has been done, Sheffield University seems to have done quite a lot, but it's all based on modelling as to what would happen. But I suppose the purpose is to reduce harmful drinking, to reduce the cost of drink-related crime and drink-related illness, as well as, of course, reduce the effect on those individuals. And that's the purpose of it. And on my laptop, there's a whole bunch of figures which I'll not go and get, and I would have better researched had I not to do that big speech, etc., earlier. But that's the proposals. That's what's being put forward, and it's certainly... And actually, if we take Garrett's point, the DUP are in favour of it, so we should be against it, then you know, this is one the DUP support. And I think Greens in GB have supported it for different reasons. It is about, I suppose, in similar ways that we had the plastic bag tax, etc., that we've, and indeed the smoking ban, that we sought positive kind of change through legislative intervention. That's the purpose of it. I'm unsure, and I'm looking for, rather than leading this issue, I'm looking for your steer. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Okay, I'll open up to the floor. Claire's already making her way up. Didn't have to ask. So, Claire first, and then any other expressions of interest to speak for or against? Amber? And Tanya?
Yep. First we came for the water. Now we're going for the whiskey. I don't support minimum pricing for alcohol. I see absolutely no evidence anywhere that it is a measure for harm reduction. I don't see evidence anywhere that it's a positive effect on reducing abuse. I know that the campaign here is being led really by the pub industry, that there's the argument between the supermarkets being able to sell very cheap alcohol, that the pubs couldn't afford to buy at that price wholesale. I understand that argument. But I don't see raising the minimum price of alcohol to be a way forward. It's really just more of a pro-Tesco, I suppose, because Tesco's profits will be increased even more. They use cheap drink to get you in through the door, not because, you know, because it's the only thing that they sell. I support pubs. I support pubs as hubs of communities. Cheap drink in supermarkets has not kept me out of the pub. And you'll be dead surprised that sometimes I can go to the pub and not drink alcohol. But I think if we want to stick to our against corporate greed, or public need over corporate greed. Sorry, I messed that one up. Not that I believe that alcohol is a public need, but it's certainly, a very central social tenant. Just let it be. The other side of this argument really needs to start looking at our culture and our relationship with food and drink, and this is the serious element to it all. We have hugely disproportionately high rates of mental ill health in Northern Ireland. We are a society deep-rooted in trauma. Alcohol abuse and all substance abuse is an outpouring of that. I certainly don't see by raising the price that we're going to be tackling the root causes of what's putting pressure on our society. We need to deal with the root causes, because our founding principle is all about tackling root causes and our grassroots democracy. If we want to get serious about reducing harm and reducing abuse, we need to tackle the actual issues that's causing this. I don't believe pricing of alcohol is the way forward with that. We have a binge drinking culture. Yep. But we also have a lot of our European neighbours selling alcohol much cheaper than we do, and they don't have the same problem. So therefore, I don't believe alcohol pricing is a solution to tackling our relationship with food and drink culture. We say that our young people just sit in the streets and they drink and they cause all these, they block up our A&Es, that they're out of control. I think by supporting minimum pricing of alcohol will simply drive them further to cheaper alternatives. Illegal highs at the minute are an absolute disgrace in our streets, in our shops, in our retail sectors, and they are causing problems. That is causing harm. Drugs, ecstasy, cannabis, all the rest of it, very cheap, very readily accessible. Debate for another day. But these cause much more harm than renegotiating our culture with food and drink. Conference, honestly, do not believe in any way, shape or form that minimum pricing of alcohol will tackle health of our nation, our relationship with food and drink. I simply believe that it's just an industry-driven campaign, and I'm more for the people. Thank you.
Okay, Tanya, would you like to?
I'm actually speaking on this not on my own behalf, but on behalf of John Beattie, a member of the Fermanagh Greens, who was here earlier, but had to leave owing to work commitments, so he asked me to speak for him. He says, personally, I am against minimum-priced alcohol because it is not dealing with the problem, and that instead of legislation, we need to invest in properly addressing, as a community, alcohol abuse and its causes. Rather than deterring people from buying alcohol, it's more likely that a minimum price would lead people to forego other necessities, including food, for themselves and for their families. He says, some of this I witnessed in my own house as a child, and that's why I'm opposed to this motion. I wish my vote was here to count, but I hope that you all have a good think on the possible long-term effects of this policy. Thank you.